Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. There's a nonprofit organization in Nevada County dedicated to building a sustainable and resilient food system. And they're hosting a culinary battle this weekend to raise awareness and money. Sierra Harvest is hosting the inaugural Food Fight Culinary Challenge and Art Show. It's happening this Friday, October 3rd. Eli Bacon is the executive director of Sierra Harvest. He joins me along with two of the competitors, Blake Bixel of Water and Air Catering and Alan Gosker, executive chef of Lola Dining at the National Hotel in Nevada City. We're going to learn more about this inaugural event intended to support a resilient food system in the foothills, and we'll hear why these area chefs, they're up to the challenge. Welcome. What a treat.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for having us.
Well, Eli, I want to start with you. Tell us about Sierra Harvest. How did it get started and what's its mission?
Yeah, so Sierra Harvest has been around for a little over 15 years, and they've always been around bringing out community around this concept of a sustainable food system. Up in, you know, at Nevada County, we decided to approach that mission by leveraging three different main tools around children, farmers, and community. And so we do all kinds of programming to develop basically a pipeline of, you know, building up the next consumer. So starting with K through 8 programming, high school programming, and then also doing things like wraparound services for food mm-hmm. producers. And there's just so many programs that we do. But the whole point is, how do we lift all of these areas up that have a huge impact in the food system overall, and then hopefully then have it be sustainable and resilient?
When this got started 15 years ago, what was missing when it came to the local food scene in Nevada County?
I think the founders of Sierra Harvest were really focused at the time at the school system level. The school food, as you can imagine, at that time wasn't necessarily focused on being local, let alone necessarily organic or any of those other elements. And so really that mission at the time was focused on getting some of our local food producers in, on the menu, so to speak, in the school system. And then simultaneously, they worked around creating something like that. We have a farm institute, so that it really supports beginning ranchers and farmers in the business of becoming a food producer. You know, we were lucky enough to celebrate this past year a success, a huge success, really. Our local JPA, which is a joint power of authority, brought together all the school districts in the county, and they came together and agreed that they would want to focus on locally sourced organic food and on the school menu. So they have all come together, and this year it's kicking off called Community Roots, and they are bringing and adding really amazing produce to the menus across all the schools in Western Nevada County.
Yeah, that's amazing. I was a lunch monitor many moons ago in elementary school, and yeah, it wasn't really organic or local. I think chalupa was my favorite, and graham crackers and chocolate milk, which, not hating on that, but it's good that it's evolving and changing, especially for this younger generation. So how did this veer into a fun culinary battle? Because this is the first year you're doing this.
Yeah, and we're building on kind of a lot of, I mean, it's very similar to a lot of things that a lot of people have done in the past, but we really just wanted to highlight for our region some of the amazing culinary artists up in the foothills, as well as the food producers that they use to create these amazing plates. And it really is, you know, I know you guys just had Tierra Madre in Americas here, so it really does kind of follow suit that we have stuff up the hill. I jokingly tell my staff, we kind of want to be the Aspen to Sacramento's food scene. So it's like, come up to the hills and really enjoy some of these culinary artists, because they're, it's incredible. We have some great restaurants up there. And so we just tried to come up with an idea that would really highlight that the importance of the food system and what it means to eat local, and certainly using our culinary artists to communicate that message. So it's a challenge, and you mentioned it's 100% local sourced. And I, you know, throughout the last couple of weeks, we've been hearing some amazing conversations around the chefs, you know, comparing notes and who they're going to use and what's local and what's regional and what's, you know, fresh right now. We did give them one out. We said they didn't have to focus on seasonings being local, because it is hard to really do 100%. So there is a small asterisk next to that.
Okay. Well, let's bring in some of the chefs that are going to be competing, Blake and Alan. I'd love to hear from each of you and how you defined local food for this culinary battle. Blake, let's start with you. What makes food local?
Well, we have an amazing local food scene here. I grew up outside of Seattle, and obviously a lovely place to grow up. But there's just such amazing local produce here. I actually work for Chef Allen at the very moment. I'm one of his line cooks, and so I get to see all the lovely produce that we get every day. And so there's an amazing produce scene here. And I attended one of the Sierra Harvest events, and they brought up a young child. I couldn't tell you his age, but he told us this amazing story of he took a piece of spinach and put it in his pocket and brought it home. And just what Sierra Harvest is doing is so incredible, because they're teaching our kids the importance of healthy local food and what matters. And so it's really wonderful to be able to work with such a thing like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a formative experience. And those formative experiences can be just as simple as introducing a child to spinach, and that pays dividends for the rest of their life. It's also pretty funny, Blake, that you and Alan are going to be competitors for one day, colleagues every other day. Alan, tell us about Lola Dining at the National Hotel. It's a beautiful historic hotel in Nevada City.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful venue. I'm quite lucky to be working there. And I've been 4.5 years, so I was there part of the opening team. An amazing hotel built in 1856, right there, center of Nevada City downtown. So it's a real focal point for the local community, always has been. You know, there's a lot of people with a lot of emotional investment in that building. So it's quite the honor to be able to continue its culinary journey. And obviously, I mean, for us, where it is in the center of Nevada City, there is just a wealth of local farms all around. You know, I say to people, you can't throw a stone without hitting an organic farm. And it's true. There's just so much. And that's been at the forefront of everything that we've done at the hotel, you know, since we opened 4.5 years ago. It's been the backbone of everything. So, yeah, beautiful, beautiful property. We've got some amazing people that work there, not least Blake, our finest employee, of course, and going to be tough competition as we head into the battle on Friday.
Was it an easy yes to jump in and compete? Have you done something like this before, Alan?
I've done competitions before. I'm feeling more of a community kind of vibe off this, though. I think it's going to be, there'll be some nice rivalries. But I think the goal ultimately is the same for everybody. And it's really in support of Sierra Harvest. And Sierra Harvest is quite an amazing organization. It really is. What it does for the community is an incredible thing. And my wife, actually, she did the Sierra Harvest food or farmhand program a couple of years ago. And through that, I ended up working with a couple of the local farms, too. So, yeah, just an amazing organization. But, yeah, bring the competition on, you know. I think it's going to be great.
Can you give us a little taste of what you're preparing on Friday, or where you're getting your inspiration?
Well, what I'm doing, so I'm not going to claim all the credit for our dish. I feel like I'm doing it with my culinary team, but I have got the amazing Rachel McMahon, who is working on the dish with me. Honestly, she's done quite a lot of it. I've been kind of there for support, and Rachel used to have a fantastic vegan vegetarian restaurant in Nevada City, so I'm really happy that she's on board. But so yeah, we've got a local sourdough producer, Deer Creek. We just procured around about 200 figs from a farm that is in, appropriately titled Figgy Farm. We also have got some pomegranates coming in, the first pomegranates of the season coming in from across the way from Fruit Dude Farm in Chico. So yeah, we got some nice stuff coming along.
How about you, Blake? Can you give us a little teaser of what you're preparing for Friday?
I can. It may take me a while. There's lots of ingredients, but I'm shocked that Chef Alan steered away from the Scotch egg idea. love that, by the way. So I'm doing in nature, it's a very simple dish, but there's lots of components to it. Roasted carrot dish. I'm going to basically cook them all the way through, finish them off in a wood fire oven. And then it's going to pair with a locally produced goat yogurt with nice herbs, lemon zest, lemon juice. And then I'm going to pickle some Fresno chilies. And then that's going to go with some fresh herbs. And then we're going to make a really nice, it's a Mediterranean duca. It's like a crumb. It's like a nut crumble, essentially. So toast some nuts, toast some sesame seeds, toast some cumin, fennel seed, peppercorn, mix it all together, a little olive oil, a little honey. It's going to look beautiful. It's going to taste good. Even if I don't win, it's going to taste good. So, you know.
Of course, we're having this conversation during lunchtime. I'm starving and it sounds so good. Eli, I mean, Friday's the first annual. Do you think that this will become a tradition for Sierra Harvest?
That's the hope. You know, we really are just, you know, trying a few ideas out. There is this idea, like I mentioned, trying to kind of create this approach for the Sacramento Valley. You know, we define local as the Sacramento River watershed. So it does expand to quite a big region. It would be great to have chefs from all over the neighboring counties, from Placer, Yuba, El Dorado, Sacramento, participating and really just kind of putting the foothills on the map is really the goal and what is possible. And just having that conversation, like I said, about the different regions, growing regions, what all the things that we can produce and using these great artists to highlight that is really the goal. I do want to mention that our biggest partner with this is the Nevada County Resource Conservation District. There is one in every county, and they are stewards of the soil, and you can't have good food without good soil. So a shout out to them and certainly the Briar Patch Food Co-op. So,
well, Eli, Blake, and Alan, thank you for taking the time. And Blake and Alan, good luck. Have a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Competitors on Friday, friends at every other day of
Absolutely.
The week.
Absolutely.
Eli Baker is the executive director of Sierra Harvest, which is hosting the Food Fight competition in Nevada County this Friday. Blake Bixel of Water and Air Catering and Alan Gosker, executive chef at Lola Dining at the National Hotel, are two of the competitors. We have more information on our Insight page if you're interested in attending. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. And if you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great day.